USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The White House is asserting executive privilege over documents involving the 2020 census. The House Oversight Committee is considering a contempt resolution against Attorney General Bill Barr and Commerce Secretary Wilbur Ross. Republican Congressman from North Carolina Mark Meadows is on that committee, and he says everyone should just hold their horses and wait for the Supreme Court.
When you have something that is actually being adjudicated by the Supreme Court, and we know that indeed that their decision will be made known to the American people and really be binding in law within the next 2 weeks, why the rush?
A second man is in custody in connection with Sunday's shooting of former Boston Red Sox star David Ortiz in the Dominican Republic. The suspect wasn't identified, but police had been looking for a man who pulled the trigger. Authorities say that man was apprehended on Tuesday. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to healthcare sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Pentagon has reached a tentative agreement to purchase 478 F-35 fighter jets. USA Radio Network's John Clemens has more on the story.
If the deal is finalized by target date in August, it'll carry a total price tag of $34 billion. That makes it the largest procurement in U.S. history. The Pentagon is pleased with the deal with Lockheed Martin because it means a discount for each one of the 478 F-35 fighter jets. The Air Force, the Navy, and the Marines will receive the jets along with allied militaries.
Suicide, drug overdoses, and alcohol are taking more American lives than ever before. A new report out says the rates of so-called deaths of despair are at an all-time high. The authors of the study say the highest death rates from drug overdoses are in the mid-Atlantic states of West Virginia, Ohio, and Pennsylvania. The study was conducted by the Healthcare Advocacy Foundation Commonwealth Fund. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In about a year, at least six U.S. tourists have died under strange circumstances while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. Officials on the island nation and those at home still cannot quite figure out what exactly happened that led to their deaths. Fox News medical contributor Dr. Mark Siegel reminds us,
"We should not jump to conclusions, but what has made me concerned, and now the State Department is involved, and the Centers for Disease Control is involved, and the FBI is investigating this, is the suddenness of it. People are okay. This guy drank from the minibar again. The young woman, 41-year-old woman in May, drank from the minibar, and bang, they die. Respiratory failure, fluid found on the lungs, enlarged hearts. This is what the last three cases had in common. So I'm concerned about the possibility of a toxin bill. Not that there couldn't be underlying natural causes here, but what precipitated the sudden death is the question. And the toxicology reports take a long time. I want everyone out there to know it's not that they're delaying it in this case. After an autopsy, it takes about 3 or 4 weeks generally for a toxicology report to come back because they've got to confirm, reconfirm. FBI is involved now. It's going to be a little fast.
Siegel was speaking there on Fox News. And finally, Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Finals takes place tonight in Boston as the Boston Bruins will be hosting the St. Louis Blues. Puck drops at just after 5 o'clock Pacific time. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.